Well, it's day 8, and we're on lesson 8, the Proverbs 31 Virtuous Woman. Finally, huh? We'll be looking at her, and while we love her and aspire to be her, remember that we recognize that she is meant to be the ideal, rather than a standard that we have to attain or die trying. So, let's read it together. We'll start in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do in good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and she works diligently with her hands. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm thinking, wow, where does she have the time? She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her candle goes not out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she stretches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it, and delivers girdles to the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and she eats not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and they call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excels them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Wow. Isn't she amazing? Now, we're going to go back through and read it again, but we're going to break it down by categories. So, are you ready? When I was looking at this scripture and trying to figure out how in the world you would do it all, I realized that all of the different activities that she did fit into about 5 categories. And I'm sure that this is a summary of her life, not of one of her days. For example, one of the categories is her husband and children. She does her husband good all the days of her life. He trusts in her. He is esteemed among other people because of her, and even maybe after he dies, because it's all the days of her life, she still does not disparage him. She also takes good care of herself, and this is not something I've ever been good at, but she strengthens herself, and she makes sure she's clothed in nice clothing. She clothes herself with strength and honor, and opens her mouth with wisdom and kindness, and she takes care of others, the poor and the needy. She also takes care of her household, so she looks ahead, and she makes sure that they have food. She plans, she does it the day before, not the day of, and she makes sure that they have clothing and that they're dressed well, and she doesn't eat the bread of idleness. She is diligent, and she's industrious. She looks for opportunities to benefit her family and her household and her community. And while her beauty may, when she's young, be from her physical beauty, her real beauty comes from her reverence for the Lord. The New Testament says that it's the internal beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. In the next few lessons, we'll look at some of the traits as they're demonstrated in Scripture. But for today, we end with this reflection question. Do you believe God can help you be a Proverbs 31 woman? no matter where you are in life, no matter what has happened in the past, if you can't believe, can you ask him to help you believe? And if it sounds too hard, can you ask him to give you the desire? This life is what God has for you as a part of his bride. He wants your loved ones to rise up and call you blessed. Let God heal and make you whole today. Let him make you into the Proverbs 31 virtuous woman. It doesn't matter if you have little or much. As long as you're faithful and you reverence God, you will be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow.